Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the country's largest railroad unions said that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and move closer to a strike as soon as December. Union members said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. 4 out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposal contract. 8 have ratified the deal. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley were sentenced Monday to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. A U.S. district judge in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison plus 16 months of probation. Julie got 7 years behind bars and 16 months of probation. It's been more than a week since 4 University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide have said this will be a lengthy process. A federal judge has ordered Amazon to stop retaliating against employees engaging in unionizing activities. The ruling came in a court case brought by the National Labor Relations Board, which sued Amazon in March seeking the reinstatement of Gerald Bryson, who was involved in organizing a company warehouse on Staten Island, New York. Some old embryos have become new babies. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
An Oregon couple is celebrating twins that are likely to be the longest frozen embryos to result in a live birth. When Rachel Ridgway gave birth on Halloween, her healthy twins came courtesy of embryos donated 30 years ago. Parents Rachel and Philip used a faith-based National Embryo Donation Center to help grow their family of 4 other children, all born by natural conception.
We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
The Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday will have Americans scurrying about the country to meet up with family and friends. Tim Burke from our Phoenix Bureau tells us any mode of transportation you choose will be busy.
This could be the third busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. That's according to AAA. Speaking in Chicago Monday at O'Hare International Airport, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
I want to make sure passengers know that if you are canceled or significantly delayed, you are required to receive a full refund if you ask for one. And if you have trouble getting one, let us know.
A jury will begin deliberating today in the trial of 5 people accused of crimes on January 6. 5 members and supporters of the Oath Keepers, including founder Stuart Rhodes, are in court in Washington. Monday's earthquake on the main Indonesian island of Java has killed scores of people and injured hundreds. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Sinajar town in West Java. Rescuers continued to work through the night to try to save others thought to still be trapped under collapsed buildings. The unmanned Orion spacecraft made its first close flyby of the moon on Monday, coming as close as 81 miles from the lunar surface. As the Artemis 1 flew past the far side of the moon,
Orion's orbital maneuvering system engine fired for a couple of minutes and successfully put the capsule into the desired orbit for the mission. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. Had enough problems to carry us through. Happy Thanksgiving to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez, and we're going to be talking with a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, co-author Marion Tupi. We're talking about her new book, Superabundance, The Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. Now, think about it. The general narrative by people that know, like Bill Gates, supposedly, and others, and other scientists, they've been complaining and been real concerned that the Earth, the planet, cannot handle, it cannot sustain the growth. And I was thinking the other day when the news came out that we had surpassed the $8 billion mark, that their heads must have exploded, you know, in unison, in thinking that, oh, we've got to do something about it. $8 billion, and here they were complaining back in the days when it was, you know, $5 billion. So it's just continues to grow. So the narrative that they would want us to believe is in conflict with the facts. And this is why we're grateful that Marion Tupi is with us right now to tell us more about it. Marion, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. I love this, Superabundance. You know, great title for a book, and just in time for Thanksgiving, because we have so much to be thankful for, and we can be thankful for a superabundant planet that continues to grow and bless us.
Well, yes, in the book, we have looked at 170 years worth of data going back to 1850. We looked at hundreds of different commodities, foodstuffs, finished goods, et cetera, and what we found was that, on average, Americans today work 99% less in order to be able to afford what our ancestors could afford in the United States in 1850. That doesn't mean that everything in our country is going well. We have high inflation, prices are rising faster than wages, but historically speaking, wages have been growing faster than prices. And what that meant is that almost every year you had to work a little bit less in order to buy something. And as I say, the data don't lie. We live in a superabundant age, even though the population of the world has increased from 1 billion in 1800 to 8 billion today.
Right. Well, help us understand working less to buy more. You know, I'm sure people are still trying to get their brain around that concept. Break that down for us, if you would.
Yes, we measure abundance of commodities, food, fuel, minerals, metals, etc., from the perspective of wages. How long you have to work in order to buy something. So if in 1850 you had to work, say, an hour to buy something, but today you only have to work half an hour to buy something, that means that you are twice as well off. So we always compare wages to, we always compare prices to wages. How long you have to work? We don't measure it in dollars. We measure it in minutes and hours. And the important reason why we do that is because nobody trusts the inflation numbers. You cannot tell Americans that, you know, adjusted for inflation, you are better off, because Americans don't believe the federal government.
Right.
But if you translate it into minutes and hours of work, people get it immediately, because an hour of work was the same in 1850 as it is today.
Yeah, it's measurable. I mean, 60 minutes is 60 minutes, right?
And not only across time, but also across countries. So we can do a comparison of living standards in China or India or the United Kingdom and the United States, because everybody has only 24 hours in a day. So the less time you have to work in order to buy your daily food, for example, the more time you can work to buy a bicycle or buy a car or a motorbike or a holiday or not work at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, this is brilliant. I love what you've done here, Marion, because it does simplify the idea, and it gives us something that we can count on. As you say, we don't trust the government, especially with numbers. I mean, right now they're trying to tell us we're not in recession. Well, people know we're in recession. You know, they're redefining what recession is for political purposes. But the reality is people, you know, they see what's happening when they go to the gas pumps, when they go to the grocery store. They see what's happening with their paycheck. Their paycheck right now is buying less than what it did, 2 years ago, even a year ago.
Well, that's right. So that's partly because the government has printed so much money, and also partly because we have shut down the American economy for a year or more. So that opened this massive gap between the money printed and the economic output of the country, and that basically is a standard definition of inflation, right? And you know, there are so many inflation numbers running around, the core inflation, then just the inflation, then housing inflation, etc. And we bypass that altogether. We don't deal with inflation at all. We just ask how long you have to work in order to buy something. Now, clearly, the country is not doing as well as we would like it to. Thanksgiving is going to be more expensive than it was last year. But the important part of the book is to convince Americans what is possible if politicians leave us alone, if they leave the economy alone. We have been able to accomplish I'm an immigrant to the United States, but Americans were able to accomplish tremendous amounts in the last 170 or 200 years. We are much richer than we were before. If the government just leaves us alone, we can do so again in spite of the last 2 years of hardship.
Well, this is the miracle of the free market and capitalism. It rises to its own level of excellence. You know, I put it in those terms. Some people may think, well, that's ambitious, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you look at the data and you see what happens. And to your exact point, when the government gets out of the way, people will do what they naturally will do. And on top of that, Marion, they're happier. You know, God forbid that we would have happy Americans, because, we operate in this mandate that God has given us to be fruitful and multiply. Well, when we're doing what God calls us to do, we're a happier people. And the scientists and psychologists, psychiatrists have studied this endlessly, that people are happiest when they have a job. This is what was significant when, for example, Donald Trump, when he came into office. One of the questions, and I understood this, you know, from people in the inside, one of the first questions he would ask everybody he would ask, how are we doing with jobs? How are we doing with jobs? Because if you remember, that was important. We needed to really push the pedal on the metal to get America back to work and to provide great paying jobs for them. And this started to happen because that was the focus. Government got out of the way and said, hey, look, we're going to promote those things that are advantageous to the everyday American people. And I think we miss being joyful and happy, you know, because right now we may have a lot of jobs out there, but we don't have enough people to fill them. But at every turn, the government, what it gives, it takes away. And this is what we're experiencing one more time, because that seems to be historically consistent. Is that fair to say?
Yes. A job is not just a source of money. It is a source of meaning, and it allows people to have a structure to their life and feel like they have contributed something.
Marion, we've got to go to a quick break. We'll pause for a second. We've got more from Marion Tupi in his new book right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Marion Tupi continues with us talking about the new book, Superabundance, the Story of Population Growth, Innovation, Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. I mean, this book and the whole idea is perfect for this Thanksgiving season and this holiday season. A time for us to really be grateful and understand, appreciate they've been lying to us. I mean, the globalists, the Bill Gates of the world, who are freaking out and suggesting the planet. I mean, it's really such hubris, you know, hubris of them to think that somehow they know better than God himself. I mean, think about it. This is what they're doing, is they're imposing their own idea of how the planet should work, whether we're talking about, you know, climate change. Just go on down the list here. I mean, look at God is in charge. He's large. He's already set the infrastructure up for us. And when we do those things that are consistent with the character and the infrastructure that God has blessed us with, it goes well. And we can look back in history and see where this is the case. Now, Marian Tupi in the book, Superabundance, really counters the narrative and brings the truth to bear against this phone narrative that, you know, they've had to freak out because it was just announced that our planet has reached the 8 billion number mark, population mark. And they're thinking, wow, you know, they were questioning whether or not the planet could sustain, you know, 5 billion, you know, each billion, each increase. It was like, oh, we got too many people here. We've got to call the herd, so to speak. Thank God for COVID, because maybe it cut it down. But then what we find out, the truth of the matter and the science is there to back this up that Marian has presented to us, is that actually it is just the opposite. Is that with population growth comes the growth of all manner of being and blessing. Marian, this idea of how you worked in and kind of utilized this, you know, this concept of it's not about wages, but it's about the time it takes to buy something. Explain to our audience so they understand the genesis of how this came about. And how a simple idea like this, boy, it is powerful and enlightening.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. Ultimately, time prices, which is what we call it, go back to Adam Smith, who pointed out that already in 18th century that everything we purchase, we pay for with labor. Which is to say that money is just an intermediary. It is something that we use in order to quantify the labor that we have put into something. So translating prices into hours and minutes of work makes sense for a variety of reasons. One thing which struck me in your question was that you had pointed out that there are people out there who believe that there are too many people and we start culling the human population. And of course, part of the book is devoted to this anti-human, anti-natalist part of the environmental movement. Of course, a large part of the environmentalist movement means well, but there is this section of fundamentalists, of apocalyptic thinking environmentalists, who believe that we are cancer on the planet, that bringing a child into the world is an act of selfishness. We are trying to debunk that by basically showing that every newborn comes into the world not just with a pair of, with an empty stomach, but also with a pair of hands, and more importantly, with a brain capable of thinking. You know, the caveman had the same amount of resources that we have today. Those resources didn't go away, but the difference between our standard of living and his standard of living is the new knowledge that we have brought to bear
exactly.
On the resources that we have. So really, the answer to prosperity rests in a human mind, and the more humans you have, basically, the more is it likely that you are going to come up with a new way of growing crops or finding a cure to cancer or whatever. So humans are a net positive. Of course, we consume a lot, but every year we produce more than we consume.
Yes, we've talked a lot on this show, Marian, about the cumulative intelligence. You know, when you add up all the intelligence of 340 million people just in America alone, or 8 million people, I mean, that's a lot of intellect there. Now, you know, and I've even suggested, and this somehow can, you know, be a little bit dangerous. And not that I want to go down a slippery road, but I think that, you know, when you consider the productivity of each human being, I think you could analyze that and equate that to their contribution to the GDP, for example. What is the potential contribution of each individual that is born in the planet, that's born in the country? And depending on where they are and what country they come to, that natural resource, I believe, you know, is measurable and projected. Is that fair to consider?
Well, we do have growth rates. We do have growth rates, but we don't measure GDP. Okay, this is very important because a lot of people are confused about, you know, how high the GDP is. As you mentioned, you know, a lot of people think that we are in recession. Other people say, no, we are not in recession. The GDP is up 0.1%. GDP is down 0.5%, whatever. We don't measure that. What we measure is growing abundance measured by time prices, growing abundance, how much more you can buy per hour of labor. And that, and what we found was that over time, this is about 3.5%. So on annual basis, things are growing more abundant by about 3.5% in compounded annual growth rate. So that is the best approximation to the question that you asked.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line in all this is, even in the midst of the travail, supply chain interruption, what potentially could happen with Ukraine, and here it is, you know, the effect on our food supply, and that, you know, what you're saying is the infrastructure and the potential remains. We just have to get government out of the way.
Yes, it remains. What you need is people, and you also need freedom. Obviously, if the population size was the only factor, then China would always have been the richest country in the world, because China has been the most populous country for 2,000 years. But until very recently, China was a very, very poor place. You know, GDP per capita in China in 1960 was something like $90 per person per year. So that gives you a sense of how poor that country was. So what you need, you need a lot of people who are generating new ideas, but you also need freedom. Because only free people who are free to think, who are free to write, who are free to associate, to invest, and to try out their ideas in the marketplace, only free people are capable of producing all of this innovation and all of this abundance. If Steve Jobs, Steve Jobs' father didn't leave Syria to come to the United States, then the marvelous talent that Steve Jobs had would have been wasted, because Syria is a totalitarian country where people are not allowed to do what they want to do.
Exactly. I'm tracking with you 100% on this, because this is why America is a magnet, because it is that shining light of freedom, even still, as it may be right now. But the American people and the leaders has an opportunity here to realize how precious freedom is, and why it cannot be subordinated and given to our government. Because with each infringement of our freedom, it reduces our output, doesn't it?
Yes, that is why non-free economies tend to grow at a much slower pace than free economies. Some economies, like China, are able to create a catch-up. China is a freer country than it was in the 1970s or the 1960s. But so far, the Chinese have been very good at catching up. They are not very good at producing their own new groundbreaking technology, because for that you need freedom. And that's what we are still very good at generating.
Right. Exactly. And this is why they... they take from the rich and give to the poor. You know, it's that old axiom, and China has become most excellent in taking advantage of America's vulnerability, sadly. Marion Tupi has been our guest. The book Super Abundance will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Marion, happy Thanksgiving.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's been more than a week since four University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide have said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
One of the country's largest railroad unions says that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and moving closer to a strike as soon as early December. Union leaders said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. Four out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposed contract. Eight have ratified the deal. Monday Night Football last night in Mexico City, San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, Fox News contributor, who joins us right now. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, you know, like you, I'm trying to get out of this fog that I'm in as a result of, you know, what we just experienced. I think the Democrats have found a new way to win. You don't debate. You don't campaign. You just stay hunkered down. And whoever it is, whatever channels of raising big money, millions of dollars, where you can outspend your competition 14-18-1 and get away with it to such a degree that you even have an imperiled candidate for the Senate who literally has worse mental problems than the President of the United States, and you still win. I mean, this is all a mystery.
Yeah, it's really quite something, isn't it?
Right.
A friend of mine, we were watching the election results pour in as the crime continues, as you can hear.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming to take us away.
he said, "I can't believe the people of Pennsylvania have elected a potato as their next senator," and that's, I think, unfortunately, about right. And you know, this as you say, this model is, if you're a Democrat, you. Get early voting started as close to Labor Day as you can. Get all the early Democrat votes in. hold off on debating, if either completely or do it, you know, around Halloween. And at that point, you've got a ton of Democrat votes in there before people can hear anything you say and think, gee, I don't know, I disagree with that, or that's kind of crazy, or in the case of Fetterman, oh, my God, he can't finish a sentence. I believe in Pennsylvania there were something like 630,000 votes, early votes, already in the bag before the debate October 25, and they'd started voting September 16th. That is 7 weeks and 2 days, 39 days of early voting before Fetterman had that performance of his in the debate, which I think even Democrats said, oh, my God, this guy's in really bad shape. But, you know, at that point, 630,030 votes in and 630,000 votes in, and probably early votes tend to be Democrats. So let's say, right, you know, on average, maybe that's 400,000 vote margin before
advantage,
anybody would have
right.
said, you know, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't put this guy in. So, and then you've got Katie Hobbs out in Arizona. She didn't debate at all. She never
exactly.
debated, not even the last minute. And she just, you know, basically pulled an even, frankly, an even more dramatic Joe Biden bunker strategy. I mean, Biden did eventually come out and debate a couple of times. She never debated at all. And she said, oh, it's beneath me to debate Carrie Lake because she's a never-Trumper. I mean, rather, she's a Trumper and a election denier, blah, blah, blah. And so she just hit her face and, as far as we can tell, has been elected the next governor of Arizona. It's just astonishing.
Exactly.
It really is.
Well, and here she is, Secretary of State. She had control of the whole process there in Arizona, you know.
Yep.
So and I think Carrie Lake called her out in June or July saying, you ought to recuse yourself. Ain't going to happen. I mean, because we're back to the old saying, like, what did Joseph Stalin say? It's not who counts. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes.
You got it. Absolutely. And, boy, Katie Hobbs had and still really has a massive conflict of interest here. And you know, the worst-case scenario is she's sitting there, you know, behind her desk saying, okay, let's rig the rules so I can win, which is totally corrupt. Or she may be totally honest, follows the law, does everything by the book, makes decisions as justly and reasonably as possible. But still, people like us and others think, oh, my God, it's cooked. It's a rigged system.
Yeah.
And either
well, the people in Arizona, DeRoy, 50% of the people, roughly round numbers here, are going to have their doubts. They're going to feel
wait
a minute, she fixed the system, right?
You got it.
I mean,
either it's corrupt, which is awful, or you have the appearance of corruption, which is the next worst thing. And then people think, well, it's a rigged system. It's all a sham. It's a fake. You know, I can't trust anything this woman does. She's not my governor. She's illegitimate. That sort of thing does not, that just erodes confidence in government and starts decaying our public institutions. So this is not good. She should have recused so that, A, she couldn't do anything wrong, and B, even if she were a total angel, people wouldn't think that she's a demon when, in fact, she isn't. Either way, she should have stepped back and said, look, I'm going to step back and not be involved making these decisions on this election when she is on the ballot.
Well, of course, and one of the mantras for the Democrats was that we're saving democracy. How do actions like this save democracy? I mean, it seems to me that they're in conflict.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, I don't see how you save democracy by having conflicts of interest like we just described. I don't see how you save democracy by saying, I don't want to debate my opponent, or I'll debate my opponent way late in the process when nobody's had a chance to evaluate both of the candidates up close, you know, or at least facing off on television. I don't see how you advance democracy by blasting out mass mail-in ballots like they do in Nevada and California, other states, to people who didn't request them, didn't ask for them, might not want them. You know, there are people who, for whatever reason, might think, you know what, I don't like these candidates. I'm busy. I don't want to think about the election. Don't bother me with it. And yet, boom, here comes a ballot saying, all right, you got to think about this. Or you throw it, you know, you leave it downstairs in the lobby of your apartment building, or you throw it out, and somebody picks it up and says, oh, this is great. I could vote a second or third or fourth or 25th or 87th time for governor, for senator, for U.S. House. And who knows if all these mail-in ballots that keep rolling in, they're still coming in. Are these legitimate? Are these being filled out, you know, en masse in a union hall, or for that matter, in a country club by either Democrats or, for that matter, Republicans who decide, gee, you know, one man, one vote just isn't enough, so I want, you know, extra votes because I really feel strongly about this. This is awful stuff. And again, either these things are happening, in which case we've got basically organized crime in politics, or they're not happening, and people like you and me and millions of others think they are. And again, that just makes us think the whole system is backward, corrupt, and completely rigged, and that's not good for building confidence in the government, which is what we all need in order for the society to stay standing.
And I think that's a fair request of all American citizens, is to know that their vote counted, that it was legitimate. I mean, they're still arguing about 2020. I mean, you know, because we just they insist that it was legitimate. And I'm saying, OK, wait, where's the proof? Can you give me some proof? Give me, you know, help me be confident what happened with 2020 was legit. I've got a sincere question on that. And, you know, DeRoy, nobody can answer that. They don't want to answer.
And, you know, there are a lot of doubts about 2020. There are probably going to be doubts about this election. You know, you've got I was writing a piece at Fox News Channel last night at about 1, 2 in the morning, pulling all-nighter, as a matter of fact. And up on the screen, you know, Pima County votes just in. This is, this is Tuesday, nominally 1 week after the election in Pima County, Arizona. Just finding out a brand-new batch of ballots, you know, fresh ballots rolling in, new ballot dump. I mean, what is this? It's a week after the election?
Did they come there by way of Pennsylvania or something on a slow truck?
Or, you know, off a spaceship that landed at Area 51 with, you know, oh, look, the Neptune votes just came in.
You're right.
Fresh votes from Mars. I mean, it's like something out of bad sci-fi, I think.
No, it really is. And again, it erodes the confidence of the American people. Because the deal is that, look, 80% of the country was, they had had it with this regime. I mean, they were not satisfied. I mean, very unsatisfied, 80%. And you're going to tell me with those numbers, because of Roe v. Wade, because of some mantra that supposedly this was, you know, democracy was on the ballot, that you're going to keep everybody in place? And, of course, Joe Biden's answer I thought was brilliant. You know, when he asked, okay, what are you going to do? And he goes, nothing. Why should he do anything? He did nothing to get elected, so we'll just keep doing nothing, right?
It's incredible. You know, I'm looking right now at Politico. As we sit here talking, the race for governor of California with Newsom winning, 70% of the vote is in.
70%
of the vote's not been counted. 30% after a week? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right.
What is that? What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, and look at the number. And look at the number of votes he got. Yeah, look at the number of votes he's got so far. And this is a guy that was recalled what 4 or 5 months ago. And look at the number of votes he was able to garner so far. And we're not even talking 100% of the votes in. So it's going, wait a minute, this is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, but, well, they tried to recall him, but he actually survived that, unfortunately.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, he went as far as having to face a recall vote. And here he is winning, you know, 60-40 or 59-41. It's really astonishing. It really is. This is not your father's mother's election system.
Not at all. Going to quick break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. His responsibility is to help us understand which is probably... I don't know. It's beyond understanding. I don't know. It's like here we are, one point talking, hoping about a red wave. But, you're dealing with competition that has become, they're 10 degree black belts in voter fraud. And the Republicans and the states cannot seem to get on top of this. DeRoy, I don't want to sound like a poor loser here. But it seems like we've lost control of the whole electoral process to such a degree is that how do we regain this? How do we bring credibility and confidence back to the process when you have the depth of cheating and voter fraud that's taking place?
Well, I tell you what's going to make it very difficult in a place like Arizona, which is a swing state, like Pennsylvania, which is a swing state, and that is having Democrat governors, Democrat secretaries of state, and other Democrat legislatures who have no interest in this sort of thing. We had Governor Ducey, Republican, in Arizona. Now, if we're going to have Katie Hobbs, who apparently is not just a Democrat, very left-wing Democrat, as governor, you think she's going to sign a voter ID law or something saying you've got to clean the electoral rolls every few months or at least once before each election, or maybe a ban on ballot harvesting? They're not going to do any of these things. And let me tell you, 2024 is not going to be any easier with all this garbage going on with a Democrat governor on top supervising it. And same thing in Pennsylvania with this new governor Shapiro and a Secretary of State who's also a big, I believe she's funded by Soros, George Soros,
yes,
not long. So, good luck at a 270 with all these states where the rules are, being rigged against us. And I'm not talking about outright fraud per se, but just changing the rules so you can do a lot of stuff legally that would have been illegal for or 6 or 8 years ago.
Right. Well, it doesn't honor the vote of the American people at large. That's the disappointing thing. Yeah, you play your games and, you know, you're dealing with what is moral, what's ethical. That's out the door. It's irrelevant. What matters is who wins. And right now, the Democrats are hell-bent. They're going to win at any cost. And they really they don't care about the ramifications. And what they're building here, DeRoy, is something culturally, I think, is going to come back and bite everybody in the back end in a very severe manner. Right now, I mean, crime is through the roof. You know, the level of immorality that's taking place. I mean, at every turn here, the country, its foundational mores are so fractured that I'm almost it's getting to the point where I just don't recognize this country anymore.
Well, you know, I think in many respects that's happening. You know, I point out in a piece that American Spectator will have on its website, probably by the time people hear this, it will be there. And I just said, look, you know, as you say, Joe Biden said, you know, nothing. I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to change anything in any fundamental way, he said, the press conference day after the election. And I said, great, buckle up for even more spending. 1970s inflation rate, border breaches, product shortages, burgeoning crime, babbling incompetence, mounting racial tension, teenage, quote, girls, unquote, penises, drag queens in grammar schools, domestic terrorists, labels for concerned parents, and the many splendid things that constitute the Biden era. So, you know, two more years of that. Yay.
Yeah, hooray. Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, and as you mentioned, I mean, we were just talking about Arizona. You're going to tell me that Katie Hobbs is going to have any concern about the open border?
Nope. I imagine the first thing she's going to do is take down those shipping containers that Governor Ducey has used as sort of a de facto temporary wall to try to stave off this tremendous invasion. She's going to take that down and, you know, put in red carpets and welcome mats. Say, come on in. Not good. Not good at all. Not
well,
good by any means.
This certainly isn't the founding fathers' America. That they had sacrificed everything, their life, their very lives, their treasure. I mean, we've had over 1 million military personnel die for the sake of liberty. And, you know, the Democrats talk about democracy and what they have done in undermining the foundational principles of the democratic process in this democratic republic is unconscionable. And, you know, again, I hear the words of warning of, you know, Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings that the Democrats were hell-bent to get power and control. And he says, I hope you don't get it. And when he said that, I knew there was something very powerful about that statement. And it was quite the warning that went out. And, of course, we're seeing the result of the Democrats in power, in control, and taking our country down and taking the middle class down. I mean, the pain that they have purposely caused, the policies that Joe Biden has imposed on the American people is unconscionable. It's disgusting. It is un-American.
I agree with all of that. And, you know, it's finally cooling down. Now the fall is sort of easing into the winter before long. And good luck with heating oil. Good luck with diesel energy. Diesel fuel, good luck with natural gas. I mean, all these things are going to cost more money if we get our hands on them. And as people get colder and colder and they've got to heat their homes and businesses and factories and everything else, restaurants, what have you, it's going to be harder and harder with the energy in shorter supply, thanks again to deliberate policies of Biden and the Democrats. And they don't seem to care about that. They don't care about crime. I live in New York City. I've got the Atlas Network, with which I work. We're doing a conference here. A bunch of people are coming in from around the world. I told somebody, tell everybody, keep your eyes wide open. Don't wear headphones so that you can hear what's going on. If the subway's coming in, step away from the platform because we want all of our guests to be here safe and be able to go home in you know, one piece each. And, you know, I would have said that a year ago. I'd say, hey, come in New York, have a good time. I got to give these specific instructions now not to get killed. And again, the Democrats don't care. If I got the sense that they were fighting this stuff, I'd say, great, we're all in it together. But their attitude is, whatever, under the subway, who cares? Kathy Hochul reelected. She complained about Lee Zeldin, quote, hyperventilating over crime.
Why does that matter? Why does that matter?
Why are you so concerned about this? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Yeah. They don't care. If people get killed, so what? Social justice, climate.
Right.
You know? Abortion.
Yeah, exactly. And then what do you make of the breaking news this week that the Democrats basically laundered money through Ukraine. Here they give Ukraine all these these billions of dollars, and somehow it comes back to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I just heard a little bit about this, and it's one of those things where you see the headline, you think, oh, that can't be true. And then it turns out, yeah, maybe it's true. I think these people are just holistically, deeply, irretrievably corrupt. The Democrat Party has gone from a political organization into something looking like a crime syndicate. This is just further proof of all that. I really hoped that this election would put the Democrat Party sort of into a coma. And in 2024, we could finally pull the plug on them and move them into the Smithsonian. We all could go and admire them as an historical artifact. But boy, they sprung back to life. They're on the move. And these people have no ethics. They have no standards. And if that means that they can launder money in from Ukraine to win, they'll do it. These are terrible, terrible people. These are awful monsters. And I just don't think we can put them out of business quickly enough. And I really wish that had happened last Tuesday.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I know that, you know, my Democratic friends, the ones that are left that I can have a conversation with and be a bit reasonable and be able to say, well, help me understand this. How is this righteous? How is this appropriate? I mean, the Democrats have been known to buy votes any way they can. I mean, you know, the truth be known, all this funding that has been going on and throwing us into debt, $31 trillion and counting, you know, the bottom line is that they don't want to talk about. But these are all Democratic payoffs. They opened up the Treasury not to do anything about inflation, not to do anything about COVID. If you look at the money and the way it breaks down, it's to repay political favors. And I maintain that, of course, they were really in debt because they had no conceivable idea that Donald Trump would win and Hillary Clinton would lose. There were political promises made during 2016 leading up to it that, hey, look, we're going to take care of you, dump all this money. Remember, you know, at that time, it was somewhat reasonable. Hillary only outspent Donald Trump 2-1, right? Not 18-1. And she lost. But the fact of the matter is that money came in, and that's quid pro quo money. That's, hey, buddy, you owe me. And guess what? We're the ones, the American people are the ones that are paying because the Treasury is being ripped off. We're losing money, you know, with inflation. Our 401ks, they're down to, what, 201ks now, if we're lucky? It's a mess. But it's all political payoffs. And this is the redistribution of wealth that is happening right before our eyes that we experienced partially under Obama. And now Biden is full force, full steam ahead.
I think a few things confirm what you say. One is that this big infrastructure bill, you know, roads, bridges, tunnels, et cetera, I think the amount of money that actually goes to roads, bridges, and tunnels is somewhere around maybe 10, maybe 12%. The rest of it, as you say, payoffs. Then we've got this wonderful, you know, Inflation Reduction Act, climate bill, climate. It lowers, if all goes well, it is expected to lower the global temperature by 2100 by something like, I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but something like, you know, 0.1 or 0.2.
It's not even 1%.
No, like 72 degrees all the way down to like 71.98 or something like this. So there's a lot of stuff there to pay off all the green folks. And then this business with the whole student loan debt bailout, you know, that looks like a judge has killed it because it's not constitutionally. The President of the United States can't really just sit at his desk and spend $600 billion. But, boy, he got a lot of people on college campuses excited about this. So guess what? The college towns turned out in big numbers. They showed up, voted Democrat, and that's probably what pushed some of the Democrats over the line for the Senate and sunk some of our Senate nominees, maybe even gubernatorial nominees. Mm-hmm. So it had its effect. Now, people may actually never get those the student bailout, but boy, you know, you make those promises, they show up and vote for you, and that's really what counts.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jose works on a farm.